Well, as we touched on, the tough local economy did not hold Altron back. It's delivered solid half-year results. Headline earnings per share from continuing operations came in 4% higher at 73 cents on the back of an 8% rise in revenue to 8.5 billion rands earlier. I caught up with CEO Mteto Nyati and put the focus on its five-year goal, targeting a doubling in EBITDA by the time they report their 2022 financial results.
Yes, if you look at where we started, and it was financial year 17, we had a full year EBITDA number, which was 840 million. And that's when I committed to the board that I would like to double that number in 5 years. And where we are now, 30 months in, we are a year ahead of our plan, which means that we think that we are going to be able to make this number before the end of the 5 years. So we are very, very happy where we are as a business. And by the way, the team now, the team back at Altron, one of the things that they have been giving me feedback, said we need to be thinking about the next 5 years, mm-hmm. and which is a great thing to hear from a team, which means that they're looking at the future of our company.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So your turnaround strategy paying off, I guess, more so than you imagined it would, a strategy that, of course, took effect in 2017. Just how much leaner and meaner a machine are we looking at?
We are a very lean company when it comes to head office. But actually, if you look at the number of people that we have, we now have probably added another 1,000 people within our company. So we have grown as a business. We're leaner, head office, but in the areas where we need to go deliver to customers and engage customers, advise customers, we have invested. We have also acquired new companies. So we have become a bigger company. But the composition of our business has changed. It has aligned to the new growth areas that are there in the market, like cloud computing.
That is key, because one wonders just how much more fat there is to cut, or is that earnings growth now going to have to come from top line growth and sales growth more so?
Our focus, we actually stopped cutting in the first year. Stopped cutting then, and from there it has really been just growth and growth and growth. And our strategy going forward is growth. And let me unpack that growth. Some companies drive their growth through acquisitions. Mm-hmm. Ours is going to be mainly organic growth. If you look at our growth, this current results, it's almost all of that growth, both at the top line and the bottom line, is organic growth.
And there are two elements to consider within that space. So winning new customers is one thing. Yes. The focus also on doing more with your existing customers. Yes. So when it comes to the latter, how much further does that scope stretch?
In fact, for me, that is where the potential is. That's the big potential. Because we're talking about customers that know you, that have experienced you, and they are confident in terms of the way you do things. So if you look at our growth, what has been fueling that growth is our existing customers have been giving us more and more business. Mm-hmm. But we have 20,000 customers in South Africa, and we need to even mine those customers, help them, engage them, so that they can give us even more business. So for me, another 2 or 3 years, we can just do it by focusing on existing customers.
Are you surprised that your customers want more in a declining environment?
I'm not surprised that they want more. In fact, from where they are sitting, it's quite a smart thing that they are giving more to one company. Because by giving us more, they're saying, we're giving you this, but what are you giving us back? Mm-hmm. We need better discounts from you. So they are reducing their costs of doing business in IT whilst they're giving us more business. And why do we go this direction ourselves? We are going there because we're getting more business. So it's actually a win-win between our customers and ourselves.
I know that you said your focus is on organic growth, but one assumes that in a distressed economic environment, some buying opportunity does start to crop up.
Yes.
So how much of an acquisition strategy do you put into gear nevertheless?
There is an element of an acquisition strategy that we have as a business. We have identified 4 growth areas. We need to build capabilities, for example, in Internet of Things, in security, in cloud computing, and data analytics. When we look within our skills base and find that we do not have capability, we look into the market, like last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, we acquired a company by the name of Altron Karabina. They brought capability in cloud and data analytics. The areas where we feel we need to be making even more acquisitions right now, where we've got a gap, is in security. It's a huge opportunity.
The opportunity is there, Mteto. Do you have the balance sheet to support that? Because over this period, cash generated already eaten up by greater working capital.
We do have. We have, and by the way, just looking at our dividends, we did not even have to go and borrow that. We generated that from within the organization. That's how cash generative this business is.
The CEO of Altron, Mteto Nyati.